Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, how you doing? I hope you all are remaining healthy and relatively happy out there. Well, the news around us continues to be negative, but I hope to bring you something positive during the next 45 minutes or so during our time together here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We're giving away a $5 gift card to McDonald's today, so you can drive through McDonald's and get yourself a little treat. Maybe some apple pies or some cherry pies, maybe a milkshake, all that stuff that I'm not allowed to have anymore since I've been on my sugar-free diet. Well, almost sugar-free. Can't cut out all the sugar or else you wouldn't be eating anything. But anyways, no, on the weekends, I allow myself to cheat a little bit. In fact, after I tell you about our supporter, the wife and I went on a little trip, and we had a lot of fun. I'll tell you about it here after we thank Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM WWGH. Don't forget, my show has a website. When you get a chance, check it out on your smartphone or your home computer or whatever tablet and device that you might have. RadioNate.webs.com. RadioNate.webs.com. That's WEBS, so check that out. Also, the radio station website has all kinds of cool things on it. WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. All right, as I mentioned, my wife Amber and I took a trip up to Grandpa's Cheese Barn up in Ashland. You ever been there? You just get on 71 North and just head right on up until you start seeing big signs for it. And then you get off and check it out. There's Grandpa's Cheese Barn with all kinds. I mean, they've got trail mix in there, all sorts of different kinds of trail mix. And then upstairs is all the cheese, but downstairs, they have, if you like trail mix, my goodness, they have all sorts of different flavors, and you can just buy up all sorts of different types. So we tried I forget exactly what all is in our particular trail mix that we did buy, but I'll tell you, it is good stuff. And then you go up and you shop around the cheese shop, and it is really cool because they have all sorts of different cheeses, and they were passing out samples. I know Heine's cheese over in Amish country, no samples over there, but here at Grandpa's Cheese Barn, they were passing out samples to you. So that was pretty cool. And then next door, they have a sweet shop, and we went over there, and they had sugar-free candy, and that was pretty nice. And then we did buy a piece of fudge, and it was not sugar-free. And I did have some, and I'll tell you what, I didn't think I had too much of it, but evidently I did, because later that evening, I wasn't feeling very good. After I had some, of course, earlier in the day, we had some donuts from the, you ever been to the Dip Donut down in Delaware, right in the downtown area? It's behind the laundromat, but anyhow, they have the best donuts, so we got some donuts, so I had some donuts, and they're not sugar-free either, and then I went up and had some fudge, so my goodness, my sugar was through the roof. But the next morning, we got it under control, and I checked it, and it was down to about 101, I think, the next morning. I mean, but it was way up there. I'm not going to tell you what it was because it's too embarrassing to admit what it was. But anyhow, so we had us a good time and had ourselves some sweets over the weekend. But, yeah, we probably won't be doing that anytime soon, at least not to that degree. If we have something sweet, it'll be something very small, and then we'll share something, right? Okay. Okay, well, this is not about Grandpa's Cheese Barn Show. This is about trivia. So it is time to pass along some trivia to you folks and see if we can get some winners here at 740-383-9944. All you have to do is call and answer a trivia question, and we will put you in a drawing. And then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner for a McDonald's gift card. That's what we're giving away. So it's easy. Just call, answer a trivia question. We'll put you in the drawing. And then the winner, we will then get your address through email, or you can call me at the end of the show, and I will send you this McDonald's gift certificate through the mail, so you don't have to come down to the radio station to get it. With all the virus going on, everything, I will send it through the mail to you. All right, so here's our trivia questions that we have. Spanish explorers brought this citrus fruit with them to the New World and then planted it in Florida, where it grows today. What is it? Spanish explorers brought this citrus fruit with them to the New World and then planted it in Florida, where it grows today. Where is it? Where does the saying, eat, drink, and be merry, come from? Where does the saying, eat, drink, and be merry, come from? What popular song from Little Kid's story mentions dragons in a land called Hona Lee? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Spanish explorers brought oranges to Florida.
Yes, they brought oranges to Florida. That's correct. How are you doing today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. And a nice, warm Ohio day, right?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. A good day for air conditioning.
It feels good, yep.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, hey, I'll sign you up for this McDonald's gift card. Maybe you'll be making a trip to McDonald's.
All righty.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, David Avery kicking things off for us here on our trivia answers. Okay, what popular song for little kids mentions dragons in a land called Hona Lee? In what country do people call themselves descendants of the dragon? In what country do people call themselves descendants of the dragon? What tool do people use to get the best views of the moon and stars in the sky? What tool do people use to get the best views of the moon and stars in the sky? What does the emperor penguin of Antarctica eat? What does the emperor penguin of Antarctica eat? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'll sign you up for a chance to win this McDonald's gift card. How many sides do most snowflakes have? How many sides do most snowflakes have? What type of power uses the sun's energy to make electricity? What type of power uses the sun's energy to make electricity? What name is given to a giant river of ice? What name is given to a giant river of ice? What instrument do scientists use to measure vibrations in the ground? What instrument do scientists use to measure vibrations in the ground? 740-383-9944. Call me and answer a trivia question if you know. Which natural phenomena kills more people and causes more damage to property than any other? Which natural phenomena kills more people and causes more damage to property than any other? Okay, if you're watching curtains of color shimmer across the sky, are you at the North Pole or the equator? If you're watching curtains of color shimmer across the sky, are you at the North Pole or the equator? There's the trivia questions we have starting off. 740-383-9944. Give me a call and answer one, and we will sign you up for a chance to win a McDonald's gift card. That's what we're giving away for today. So join David Avery and get signed up here, and we will get you up on the air to answer a trivia question. An Idaho man with a talent for breaking Guinness World Records kept three balloons in the air for 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 50 seconds. David Rush, who's in the news about every week, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said he secured use of an empty gym for his attempt to take the record for longest duration to keep three balloons in the air. Rush controlled the balloons with his hands, feet, and head for 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 50 seconds, enough to beat the previous record of 39 minutes and 49 seconds. Rush said he previously beat the same record with a 15-minute attempt in January 2019, but was beaten by the current record, which he said actually occurred before his attempt, but hadn't been verified by Guinness until after he was awarded the record. Here's some more offbeat news. A sealed copy of a 1985 video game, Super Mario Brothers, set a new world record when it was auctioned for $114,000, the highest price ever paid for a video game. Heritage Auctions said the copy of the Nintendo Entertainment System game was considered especially rare because it was part of a short production run with a cardboard hang tab underneath the plastic, a feature found shortly after Nintendo started using shrink wrap instead of stickers to seal boxes. The demand for this game was extremely high, and if any lot in the sale could hit a number like that, it was going to be this one, Heritage Auction Video Games Director Valerie McLeckley said. Heritage said the winning bid of $114,000 set a new record for the sale of a video game, which was previously set by another copy of the same game that sold for $100,000 in February of 2019. So there you go. Boy, that's a lot to pay for a video game for sure. A hot air balloon caused a scene in an Illinois town when it made an emergency landing in the middle of a residential neighborhood. Residents of Lake in the Hills, a far northwestern suburb of Chicago, said it's not unusual to see hot air balloons in the sky. Hi, we're on the air.
Most snowflakes have six sides.
Yes, that's correct. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. All right, Miss Ashley, we will sign you up for this McDonald's card.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a good evening.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. I will tell you more about this emergency balloon landing in a moment. After we take a break, so if you try to call, I will put you on hold. And caller, can you hold on for me?
I'm holding.
Okay, I'll be right with you. We'll be back with more after this on WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Thank you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG. We are back, and I think we've got Ernie on the line.
I'm here.
Hi, hey, Nate. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah.
Good.
Although I did enjoy the last 3 days a little more than today.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, me
too.
But I guess we'll just have to take what Mother Nature gives us.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It looks like this could be a trend over the next few days here. Warmer temperatures here across the area.
I think so. So, I'd prefer hot weather. You know, I still remember what I said last winter. I said, I'm not going to complain about hot weather anymore.
Right. Yeah, in the middle of winter, it's
right.
you make all sorts of declarations that you won't do that.
That's right. and I don't have to shovel this sunshine, you know,
right,
or rain, either one. So
exactly. Last year, we got into a mess where we got stuck in our driveway. Our driveway is a little bit of a slope.
A little incline, huh?
Oh, a little bit of an incline, and then we had to get the salt out to try to... And then we got it up to the top, and then we still couldn't get out, so we had to get some salt, and oh, it was just a mess.
It's bad if you want to get someplace at a certain time.
And, oh, it sure is. Yeah, it can really hamper the travel.
Yeah, the sunshine doesn't rust your car out either.
No, it doesn't. Know? No. Yeah. I was able to wash my car this week again, so that was good,
that's
too.
That's nice. It's a seismograph is what you measure the Earth's vibrations with.
Yes, seismograph. Yes, indeed.
Well, fortunately, we don't have to use it around here very much.
Right, yes.
That's good. That's another good thing about Ohio.
Yes, that's right. Although one time when I was at my previous insurance man, I've since switched insurance, but they did try to sell me earthquake insurance.
Uh-huh.
Have they ever tried to sell you that?
No.
They tried to tell me. They said there's a fault line in Ohio,
uh-huh,
and it's just a matter of time. So you best buy this. You best buy this earthquake insurance.
Yep.
Well, I didn't buy it. But anyways,
the only vibrations I ever felt around here is when the worst one is when somebody dynamited a big quarry or the buildings up in around Cary, I think it was.
Oh,
having a labor contract dispute or something.
Oh,
and
okay.
It sent an air shock wave. I had a ceiling fan, whole house ceiling fan, and it wasn't turned on, but it woke me up, and I heard the shutters on the fan, you know, open and close.
Oh, boy.
Just from the pressure, you know, differences. So that's the worst I ever felt around here.
Yeah, you're right. Not much in the way of vibrations around here, though.
Nope.
We don't have to really worry about... California style or anything like that.
Yeah, California, the other side has hurricanes, you know, it's, but Ohio, we're, we're not doing too bad.
No, not too bad, really. We really don't have a whole lot of complaints there.
Not too many tornadoes.
No, really not.
Yep. So I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it too. Alrighty. Yeah, I'll stay right here.
Yep. Thanks, Nate.
Hey, thanks. Have a good evening.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Ernie Brees right there here at 740-383-9944. You on the phone, too, if you'd like to call and answer a trivia question. I'll get you signed up for a chance to win McDonald's gift card. Here comes another call. Hi, we're on the air.
Solar power.
Solar power, that's what I'm looking for. How are you? Well, that's good. What you been up to today?
Just staying outside.
Staying outside. All right. Have you put on your sunscreen? Have you put on your sunscreen so you don't get burnt from the sunshine?
No.
No.
I just got hot, so I went inside.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Did you get you a nice drink of cold water or cold something to drink?
I got water inside.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And this is Noah, right?
Yes.
All right, Noah. Well, I will sign you up for a chance to win McDonald's. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for calling me, and you have a good evening, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Noah is always full of energy. He doesn't sound like he has a bad day. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. Give us a call here and we will sign you up for a chance to win. And you can answer one of our trivia questions here. And McDonald's is the place that we're going to send you away to with a gift card if you're one of our winners today. All right, before the break, I was telling you about a hot air balloon that had to make an emergency landing in a suburb of Chicago. But there's another call coming in, so we will go ahead and take that first. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, time of day to slow down.
Trying to slow down?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Sometimes we just need to rest and relax, right?
Yep, that's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
Did the Puff the Magic Dragon?
Yeah, Puff the Magic Dragon. Yeah, that was a popular kid song. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Very good. All right, what's your first name? And I will sign you up for a chance to win.
Catherine?
Mm-hmm. All right, Catherine. Well, thank you for your call, and I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win McDonald's, all right?
All righty.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to call, and thanks for listening, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, very good. Bob Perkins was, well, here we go with another call. That when they come in, they all come in at once in a flurry. Yes, indeed. Hi, we're on the air.
Telco.
Oh, telescope. Yes, that's the tool people use to get the best views of the sky, is a telescope. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And this is Lucas, right?
Yep.
All right, Lucas. Well, I will sign you up for a chance to win McDonald's, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye. All right. We have several names here in the drawing so far. And so you can join the group here, the nice little group that we have here on this Wednesday afternoon. Everybody's welcome to call, by the way. We are wide open for you on this July the 15th. My goodness, we are halfway through July. Today's tax day, isn't it? I've already paid mine, but I believe today is the tax day. So there you go, just in case you forgot. Okay, hot air balloon had to make an emergency landing. The folks there said they looked out their window, and here comes the hot air balloon right between the homes there. And when they were waving at us and they were waving back, they said, boy, this is awfully close. Their security camera recorded the whole thing there. Bob Perkins, who is the chief of the ground crew that tracks a balloon, said the emergency landing was conducted after a passenger fainted during the flight, which is why the balloon had to land. Hi, we're on the air.
China.
China. Yes, that's what people call themselves, descendants of the dragon. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this Miss Allison?
Yes.
All right, Miss Allison. How's your day going today?
Good.
Good. You staying cool?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, I've got you all signed up, so I thank you for calling and listening, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll talk with you next week, hopefully, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yes, we enjoy talking to our regular callers every week. We would love all of Marion to become regular callers. We'd just fill up this whole 45 minutes. I wouldn't have any regular content, right? Just one call after the other, right? Okay. To finish off this story, this elderly lady passed out in this balloon, which is why they had to land this hot air balloon in the middle of this community. Firefighters said the woman regained consciousness before the landing and was examined by paramedics once the balloon touched down. She declined to be transported to a hospital as a precaution. I think she was a little embarrassed, even though she had nothing to be embarrassed about, said Greg Paulo of the Huntley Fire Protection District. We had a hot air balloon come pretty close to landing in our backyard when I was a kid. That was pretty cool, but they took off and went the other direction. But that would have been cool to. I always enjoy. I wonder if they're going to have the hot air balloon show over in Marysville this year. Maybe not open the fairgrounds and just let people watch from different places. Maybe they could do that to keep everything on the up and up. But that's always fun. We always watch from the Walmart parking lot and just watch those hot air balloons and all different kinds. They have Darth Vader and all kinds of shapes over there. 4:43 the time. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. Hey, how would you like a $1,000 tip? Workers at a New Jersey restaurant were brought to tears when a longtime customer left a $1,000 tip. He only paid $43 to eat, but he left $1,000. Arnold Texera, owner of the Starving Artist Restaurant in Ocean Grove, which recently reopened for outdoor seating service, said the customer left the startling tip along with a note for the staff. Thank you so much for working through this tough time. My family looks forward to our mornings with you every summer, the note reads. We are thankful for your delicious food and great smiles. Please know we appreciate you very much. Arnold said everyone working that day was touched by the gesture. We read the note together after he was all gone. We were crying, and they said the big tip was split evenly among the 7 employees working that day. A $1,000 tip. You know, if I was rich, it would be fun to drop a big old tip like that somewhere, you know, a big old $1,000 tip to somebody, that especially some waitress or whatever that you thought might need it, is drop a big old $1,000 tip on them. And
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Charles Robert Evers. Everybody just called him Charlie. There was a man synonymous.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
Yes, indeed. Just search WWGH and there you will find it. Well, I'll tell you what, next week we're going to do something a little different. We are going to give away five $5 gift cards. So it's five $5 gift cards is what we're going to give away next week. So be listening, and we're going to have five winners. So hopefully we at least get five calls. I haven't decided if they're going to be all to the same place or to different places or what. But anyways, that's what we're going to do next week. So that'll be a chance to give several different people, make several different people winners. We'll do trivia like usual. You'll call in and answer a trivia question. We'll put you in a drawing. And then at 4:55 next week, we will draw five winners. So next week, 5-5, so don't miss it. It is time for On This Day in History, Wednesday, July the 15th. In the year 1806, Lieutenant Zebulon Pike began his western expedition from Fort Belle Fountain near St. Louis. 1813, Napoleon Bonaparte's representatives met with allies in Prague to discuss peace terms. 1834, Lord Napier of England arrived in China as the first chief superintendent of trade. 1870, on this date, Georgia became the last of the Confederate states to be readmitted to the Union. 1876, George Washington Bradley of St. Louis pitched the first no-hitter in baseball in a 2-0 win over Hartford. 1885, in New York, the Niagara Reservation State Park opened. 1888, Printer's Ink was first sold. 1801, over 74,000 Pittsburgh steel workers went on strike. And in 1916, on this date, in Seattle, Washington, Pacific Aero Products was incorporated by William Boeing. The company was later renamed Boeing Corporation. And that's what happened on this day in history. Okay, let's see if we can get some more calls here at 740-383-9944 and see if we can make some more potential winners here. We will put you in the drawing for a chance to win a McDonald's gift card. Where does the saying eat, drink, and be merry come from? Where does the saying eat, drink, and be merry come from? What does the emperor penguin of Antarctica eat? What does the emperor penguin of Antarctica eat? What name is given to a giant river of ice? What name is given to a giant river of ice? Which natural phenomena kills more people and causes more damage to property than any others? Which natural phenomena kills more people and causes more damage to property than any other? If you're watching curtains of color shimmer across the sky, the northern lights, are you at the North Pole or the equator? If you're watching curtains of color shimmer across the sky, are you at the North Pole or the equator? Who was the second man, not the first, who was the second man to walk on the moon in 1969? Who was the second man to walk on the moon in 1969? What is the name of the hormone that is released when people are very thrilled or excited? You're really pumped up. What is that called? What is the name of the championship trophy awarded annually to the National Hockey League? What is the name of the championship trophy awarded annually to the National Hockey League? 740-383-9944. If you know the answers to any of those trivia questions, give me a call. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a McDonald's gift card. Send you off there for a... What do you want to get there? You can get yourself an apple pie. My wife likes to get a cheeseburger with no onions. And then she likes to take the hamburger off and just turn it into a cheese sandwich. Cheese sandwich and a small fry. And sometimes a side of mac sauce to dip the fries in. That's what she really likes when she goes to McDonald's. Now myself, when I go, I like to get either the Big Mac. Oh boy, that's really good. Or a McDouble with mayonnaise only. Yes, indeed. That might sound disgusting, but it's really good. A McDouble with mayonnaise only. So there you go. Stuff to think about there if you win the McDonald's gift card coming up in just a few moments here, 4:55 this afternoon. We're going to draw a name. A giant frost-top root beer mug beckons to thirsty travels in Salem. It's a big root beer mug on top of a building. Frost Top originated in Springfield in 1926 and later expanded to over 100 locations throughout the United States. The revolving 8 to 10 foot tall mugs started popping up in the mid-1950s, first at a Frost Top in Los Angeles, and then it went and spread across the country. And there's one in Salem, Ohio. If you're ever over that direction, look it up. Check it out. Inside the headquarters of the American Ceramic Society in Westerville is the Ross C. Purdy Museum of Ceramics, featuring the world's largest crystal ball. It was created in 1987 by Christopher Reese and Scott Glass Technologies Incorporated. The big glass ball is literally sitting inside the offices of the American Ceramic Society. If you're interested in stopping by to see it, keep in mind, they're only open during regular business hours. So there you go. It's in Westerville. Hi, we're on the air.
That'd be the Stanley Cup for hockey.
Yes, the Stanley Cup for hockey. That is very good. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. And can I get your first name and I'll put you in the drawing?
Mark.
Mark. All right, Mark. Good to hear from you, and I thank you for listening and calling, and I have got you all signed up for a chance to win.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. You have a great evening now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we are literally just seconds away, and we're going to find out who our winner is today. Okay, we have had several calls today, and it's been great. By the way, make sure you mark it now. Next week, 5-5, we're giving away 5 gift cards to 5 callers. And what we'll do is we'll take the usual trivia questions. You'll call in, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing at the end of the program. We will draw 5 different names. That'll be next week, okay? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, would that be the North Pole for the Northern Lights?
Yeah, that is the North Pole. That's what I'm looking at. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. And let me see. Is this Becky?
Yes, it is.
All right, Becky. Good to hear from you. How's your day going? How's your day going?
Going pretty good. How about yours?
Going good. Going good. Yep. I'm staying cool here in the studio.
Are you? Okay.
Yes, okay. Indeed. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. You have a good day now.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. It's time to mix everybody up. Find out who's going to win here. And let's mix it up real good here. And see who the winner might be. Okay, got my eyes shut here. We're doing it all fair and square. Picking a name. And the name is Catherine. Catherine, congratulations. You are our winner of the McDonald's gift card. And I just need your address, so you can do it two ways. You can either send me your address via email, or you can call me as soon as the show is off the air and give me your address that way. If you would prefer to do it email, it's radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Or I'll wait around a couple minutes after the show goes off the air, and you can just dial me back at 740-383-9944. I'll wait around, and you can just give me a call that way. I'll take down your address, and I'll send that through the mail to you, so you don't have to worry about coming down to the station. And with all the COVID and everything, you don't have to worry about leaving the safety of your own home if you don't want to. I'll just send that right to you. So, Catherine, congratulations. But we want to thank everybody else who called. Thanks to Allison. Thanks to Lucas. Thanks to Becky. Thank you, Mark, for calling. Thank you, Noah, for calling. Thank you, Ernie, Ashley, and David. Thank you all for giving us a call today. I appreciate it very much. Okay, next week, tune in. 5-5. Five gift cards for five lucky listeners. We'll just do trivia like normal. You'll call in at the end of the program. We will draw five winners. Like I said, I hope I get five calls next week. We did this week, so we got over. So we'll see how we do next week. And I believe my wife Amber will be with me. In fact, I know she will be. She'll be with me next week, and we'll be in here together. And she can help me keep track of things, and we will do that next week. So that'll be a lot of fun. So we can look forward to that. Okay, I got time. I can do the weird word of the week for you, and it's bellicose. Bellicose. B-E-L-L-I-C-O-S-E. It's an adjective. It means inclined or eager to fight. Aggressively hostile, belligerent, inclined or eager to fight, aggressively hostile, belligerent, bellicose, an adjective. That's our weird word of the week for this week. Well, it's time for me to get out of here. Our winner, Catherine, don't forget to give me a call here, 740-383-9944, as soon as the show goes off the air, if you would like to do it that way. Email me your address if you prefer to do it that way, too. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We'll be back next week live on the radio from 4:15 until 5 o'clock every Wednesday afternoon right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. You all have a good evening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.